So the interviewee today will be Chris Chapman, who is the bass player in the prog rock band International Rescue. So Chris, the first question I'd like to ask you is, would you like to tell us a little bit about your band and how you came about forming it?
Yeah, sure. I formed this with some friends at school. We were all very much into our music. We listened to lots of different types of music and different bands. And we were all musicians anyway, and we wanted to be able to enjoy the music a bit further and write our own songs, with the thought that actually we might make a career out of it if things went really well. We formed the band around about 77 and played through till about 1983, at which point we found we weren't able to make a career, and we basically disbanded the band then.
Okay, so what was it that attracted you to the prog rock scene?
Prog rock really was much more technically interesting to, you know, teenage boys who were already good musicians. There was a high degree of technicality in the music. They were very structured songs, quite difficult to play. The influences that we had were, you know, doing new and innovative things with their instruments and with their shows. And the whole thing, you know, particularly with songs that told stories. For example, Yes did a very long album called Yes Songs, which, you know, they were like almost like plays rather than pieces of music, and they told a complicated story through technically proficient musicianship, and we really liked that.
Okay, so where did you derive your influences from?
As I said, Yes were a big influence on prog rock. They were right at the forefront. Genesis, in a smaller way, Blue Oyster Cult from America. Steve Hillage was a great influence, Pink Floyd. Later on, Level 42 had an influence on me as a bass player. Bands like Maze, Little Feat, lots and lots of different influences, all that brought things into the melting pot. There was influences from jazz, there were influences from stadium rock in America, lots of different things that were fused together, but the core being this kind of story-driven music that developed from a highly technical point and was involving to listen to. It just wasn't verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus. It was a bit more than that.
Okay, so would you say that your lifestyle and music choices made you feel like an outsider, or did they in fact help you feel as though you fit in somewhere?
For us, we felt like we fitted into what was actually quite a mainstream movement at the time. There were lots and lots of bands in that genre. There were plenty of other genres, but for us as, you know, single teenage boys, it was very accessible. It wasn't the sort of music that girls really listened to, and you couldn't really dance to it. But if you were technically minded and liked music and wanted to listen to something that really involved you, then it was absolutely perfect. So, yeah, it was a group that we fitted into. It wasn't the sort of thing where you felt you were outside of what other people liked. It was just one of those things that, you know, most people that I was at school with at the time, you know, in the sixth form, liked that sort of music.
Okay, so if you look back on it now, would you say that there was something distinctly British, perhaps, about prog rock?
Very much, yeah. It was really British-influenced and British-led. And the musicianship, although they may have taken their influences from American bands, that it really was a scene that developed in the UK and then spread into Europe. And the interesting thing is that prog rock has hung on in some of the European countries, particularly Germany and Belgium. And you still find UK prog rock bands touring those countries and getting huge audiences because they were fascinated by them. Japan was another market, and South America, where these bands are still really, really popular.
Okay, so that was the prog rock movement. Just want to ask you a few questions about punk, which I'm sure you're probably aware
of. Yeah, I remember that well.
So did you yourself notice the rise of punk in everyday life?
Yes, punk was very much more mainstream. It affected everybody because it hit the news. They were anarchistic, bombastic. Punks tend, you know, it's much more of a fashion thing than just the music. Prog rock was about the music, but punk was about fashion. It was like a statement against the against society. It was a complete lifestyle for a lot of people at that time, and yeah, it was very, you know, very much in the forefront. Everybody noticed the punks on King's Road.
Okay, but did you yourself ever feel compelled to join in with these groups?
No, it wasn't my style at all. I didn't feel a need to be noticed or to make a statement in that way. We were quite happy just enjoying our music.
So do you think the punk and prog rock movements were representative of youth culture in the late 70s?
I think they were representative of a group, quite a wide group of youth culture at the time. They represented what youth culture has always shown, and that is rebellion. I think the other groups that should be remembered, there were people who were interested in the disco movement and the dance side of things. R&B and soul were always around, and of course prog rock, heavy metal, all those genres had their own factions that existed and people were interested in them. I wouldn't say punk was any bigger than those factions, I just think it got more publicity.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.